This is an in-betweenisode of the All Things Risk podcast. Welcome, everyone, or welcome back to the All Things Risk podcast. My name is Ben Cattaneo. I am a risk manager by day, but I'm also a husband, a runner, a cyclist, a martial artist in the Korean art of Hapkido. And for the next few minutes, I am your host at the All Things Risk podcast, and hopefully your host for future episodes if you enjoy this one. On this show, we have a look at the themes of risk, uncertainty, randomness, resilience applied to all manner of things. Normally what we do is long-form conversations with interesting people, but from time to time, I do one of these, which is an in-betweenisode. It's a very short, kind of punchy episode in which I offer some thoughts, some things to ponder, but mostly some tools, some tips, suggestions, recommendations, things that you can take away and actually use. The title for this particular episode was inspired by a wonderful book I'm reading. The book is An Astronaut's Guide to Life on Earth. It's written by Chris Hadfield. If you have never heard of Chris Hadfield, he's a Canadian astronaut. He has spent a total of 6 months in space throughout his life and was most recently commander of the International Space Station. And if that still doesn't ring a bell, perhaps the YouTube video of him doing a cover of the late David Bowie's Space Oddity from the International Space Station might ring a bell. That video received 31 million views. And Bowie himself actually helped Chris get that back onto YouTube. Very interesting story. If you have not seen this video, stop this recording now. Go into the show notes and please watch it. It is absolutely awesome. Well, in Chris's book, he has a chapter called The Power of Negative Thinking. And in it, he describes the ways in which astronauts get trained to think through all the ways a mission can go wrong. And what he says about doing this exercise is that it's, quote, weirdly uplifting. And I wanted to talk about this because I think there is incredible power in what you might want to call negative thinking or negative visualization. For the longest time, I have looked a little bit scorningly, mockingly at some of the stuff that I have heard about the power of positive thinking. Now, certainly, there are a number of merits to positive thinking, positive visualization, being optimistic. But I find some of the self-help stuff that comes out of that movement to be, at worst, filled with quackery, very empty, fake, and gives people a false sense of security, if you like. You just have to think positive and good things will happen. I don't think it works like that. I think you need much more. The stuff that that those who do advocate this this form of psychology that I find really helpful are those that realize that there are some limitations, and I find that stuff to be fairly inspirational. But also knowing that you need more than just to think positively. And I also truly get inspired by people that actually do things as opposed to just talk about them. People like Commander Hadfield and people like I've had on this show. So I wanted to delve into this a little bit more and talk about a few things that you could use around the power of negative thinking. A lot of this stuff comes from Stoic philosophy and books and articles by the likes of Ryan Holiday, who I put also in the show notes. So these are all suggestions more than anything else, and they really revolve around you having already thought about something that you would like to do that might be rather challenging, difficult, and fairly epic. But assuming that you've got something like that in mind, I wanted to offer four things that might be particularly useful with regard to the power of negative thinking, negative visualization. And so here we go. So number one is know that things will go wrong. Commander Hadfield talks about this, I think, in one of his interview when he describes, well, things going wrong to him is actually things going normal. It's actually very rare when you make a plan for everything to go exactly according to plan. There are always hiccups along the way. If you turn back at the first sign of trouble, then you're going to miss out. I had ultra endurance cyclist Marcin Ciuana, for example, on this show a few weeks ago, and he raced the transcontinental race, a 4,500 kilometer race across two continents. He described some of his challenges early on that he had with his saddle and his bike, and he was just thinking about only positive thinking at the first sign of trouble, he would have given up and he wouldn't have finished the race, which he did. So you can make some plans, but know that largely you'll get some hiccups along the way, and it's important not to get fazed by that. So I think that's important lesson number one, point number one. Okay. Point number two, and I want to spend the bulk of this time on this particular point, and that is to conduct what's called a pre-mortem or a negative visualization exercise. So again, this comes from Stoic philosophy. So the Stoics are people like Seneca and Marcus Aurelius. Marcus Aurelius, of course, was the Roman emperor in the film Gladiator, the guy that was killed by Joaquin Phoenix's character when he was betrayed. But he was a Stoic, a true philosopher, king, and what this really is all about is to do effectively three steps, but starting with defining in excruciating detail the worst case scenario around what it is that you're trying to do. And think that through again, all the different aspects. So if you're trying to switch jobs, or if you want to move to another part of the world, what are some of the worst case things that you can come across? Very important to get into the detail. Not to become depressed, but to do a few other things, and I'll get to those in a moment. But once you've figured that out, once you've figured out what the worst case would be, then we can start to do some stuff with it and turn that into actually a very positive thing that could be very empowering. The first step around this would be to simply ask the question, can you survive that? And if so, that's great. It probably would suck, but if you could get through it, and it's good to know that. The second thing would be work your way backwards to try and identify the ways in which you could minimize the likelihood of all of the things in your worst case scenario from occurring. So what would you do? What could you do to make sure that those things don't go wrong? And the third thing is, if some of these things do go wrong, or if all of them do go wrong, how would you cope? What would you do? Where would you go? And then start to think through those particular what if scenarios. Again, do so in a level of detail. The objective of this exercise isn't to make you depressed. It's actually achieves quite the opposite, I think. First of all, I think it removes a lot of the fear that you might have. You start to think things through. You start to realize that your fears are not nearly as bad as what they might be. You start to think through the practicalities, and you start to become empowered. You start to realize that you may be in a position of control, and you start to appreciate how you could make something work. Conversely, not doing this exercise really, I think, leads to all sorts of trouble. In my kind of day job, I see a number of projects that start off with best intentions and lots of hope, but then start to blow up and not go where they want to, and people get discouraged and so forth. I see that on a personal level and in organizations. So this idea of a pre-mortem and a little bit of planning around that. I mean, we talked about in our last podcast, marrying your intuition and what it is you really love to do with some good planning. And so this is the real planning side of all of this, about trying to do something epic and to embrace uncertainty. So a pre-mortem, that's point number two. Point number three, train yourself to be present. I go back to this. I think there are a couple of ways to do this. One, again, a point that has come up in previous episodes. Meditation is a great way to start to train yourself to put yourself in the present moment and deal with what's in front of you. But secondly is to rehearse, to think about, to simulate the kinds of different scenarios or things that you would do, and to go back to a kind of a problem-solving mindset. Get yourself into a problem-solving mindset as opposed to a sort of fear or fight or flight mindset. Lots of ways to do that. And then finally, number four, don't be too outcome dependent. Whatever it is you're trying to do, if you've got a goal, choose it wisely. Think about whether or not you are choosing something because you have an intrinsic or an internal motivation to do it, because it's something that you want to prove to yourself, or it's something that you would love to do, or you know it's something that you would truly enjoy, versus something that might be externally motivated. So just getting a piece of paper, you know, learning a new language just because you could, you know, sound cool to people, or finish a marathon just because you'd like to get a medal or whatever, versus doing it for other reasons, because you would enjoy the training, because you would you really want to challenge yourself. I think that you'll find that if your motivation is deeper, if it's more profound, you're likely to stick to it in the midst of uncertainty and adversity and challenge. So none of this is new. A lot of this is just stuff that is kind of packaged in a way that I think you can use and take home. There's some useful links in the show notes. That is all for this in-between episode. I would like to close by saying that if you enjoy these episodes and this podcast, please subscribe on iTunes. Please give us a rating as well on iTunes if you can. That would be great. It's kind of thing that starts to get the show noticed. Our next long-form conversation will be coming out in a matter of days. I think you'll really enjoy this one. And do check out the other episodes if you haven't. That's all for now. We'll see you in a few days. And don't forget, risk is life.